with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There are reports of Russian drones being sent to Iran.
U.S. and European officials say that Russia is sending a shipment of drones to Iran, including upgraded versions of the drone technology that Tehran originally supplied to Moscow after its invasion of Ukraine. The upgraded drones could carry more advanced anti-jamming technology, cameras, or use satellite internet. European officials say the two sides have been holding active discussions throughout March about transferring the drones from Russia to Iran. The Kremlin has denied the reports. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House Ethics Committee has ruled against Democratic Representative Sheila Shurflos McCormick, a decision that could add weight to Republicans' push to expel her from Congress. Marcella Sanchez has more.
The House Ethics Committee has found Florida Democratic Representative Sheila Shurflos McCormick committed 25 ethics violations of House rules and ethics standards. The panel says it will recommend a punishment in the coming weeks. The allegations center around Shurflos McCormick's receipt of millions of dollars from her family's healthcare business after Florida made an overpayment of roughly $5 million in COVID-19 disaster relief funds. She's accused of using that money to fund her 2022 congressional campaign through a network of businesses and family members. The congresswoman has denied wrongdoing. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
President Trump has signed a promised executive action that will pay Transportation Security Administration employees after a deal that sought to do the same stalled in Congress. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 793 points, the S&P 500 lower by 108. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Kentucky.
The city of Louisville will pay nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit filed by a Christian photographer who doesn't want to shoot gay weddings. Alliance Defending Freedom defended the plaintiff and says, quote, "The government cannot force Americans to say things they don't believe. For almost 6 years, Louisville officials tried to do just that by threatening to force Chelsea Nelson to promote views about marriage that violate her religious beliefs." Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish leaders have been meeting with Trump administration officials over a spike in anti-Semitic acts in this country. Gary Torgow, chair of the Jewish Federations of North America, sat down with FBI officials recently and said, "What we saw in that meeting is a sincere concern and a really active engagement. Anti-Semitism has been rising ever since the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel." This is SRN News. Tiger Woods has been involved in a rollover crash in Florida.
The Martin County, Florida Sheriff's Office says it happened in Jupiter Island just after 2 p.m. Eastern. That's in the same town where Woods lives. There are little details about the cause of the crash and Woods' condition. A photo from the scene showed the vehicle lying on the driver's side. County sheriff's investigators have scheduled an update for the press. In 2021, Woods suffered significant leg injuries in a one-car crash in Southern California, in which the vehicle rolled over several times and left him trapped in the car. I'm Bill Alexander.
Microsoft is taking over a data center construction project in Texas after OpenAI declined to pursue it, in a move that will make the two companies neighbors at one of the nation's largest complexes for running artificial intelligence. Data center developer Crusoe said Friday it is working with Microsoft. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.